All right, folks, coming at you live from Los Angeles in my hotel room. I got to tell you, Bo, this is exciting. When you sent this to me, the ex-post that you sent, I was like, wow. So God's hand, he's all over this in the background. So there's actually numerology that, did you come up with this or did someone else come up with it? Did you find this? I don't know who found this, but it's genius. And the 777 lines up with not only Trump, but RFK endorsing Trump, folks. But before we get to that, stay with us. You're going to want to hear this because it proves absolutely shadow without a doubt that God's hand is on this movement. Get your Cannolidine. If you suffer from any type of daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully, folks. What we know about the root cause of pain is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are natural, and we're all searching for effective ways to relieve the pain without side effects and addiction. Let's be frank. We all have seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may have been affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters, folks. You may have seen him in this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I am talking about Cannolidine. The 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you listen to this, Cannolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It is so powerful, it was even used extensively by UFC fighters, and those guys know a thing or two about pain. Clint explains how Cannolidine is the only compound on Earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in just days. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I use it for, I also believe it helps with my depression and anxiety. I've tried virtually everything and I have not felt this great in years. That's a true statement. It's like all my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, my neck, my joints, my muscles all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Cannolidine does not make me feel the least bit groggy or drugged up. I feel great and alert and focused to take on the day ahead. And the best news is Cannolidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of testing. Hear me when I say this. Cannolidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So if you're dealing with pain, make sure you click on the link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on 100% American-made Cannolidine. It's changing lives at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. The best part is if you click on it today, you get this product for $1 a day, folks. Click on the link below. You get 90 days for free or a free full risk, a risk-free for you have nothing to lose for 90 days, folks. Trykono.com/Nino. Click on the link down below. Get started on it. I promise you it'll change your life. I'm the guinea pig. I try all this stuff and see if it works. And if I feel something or a little bit different, I test it for a couple of weeks. Boom, I run with it. All right, Bo. Here we go. This is crazy. This is you sent me the X post that you posted. And I was like, is this for real? And it is. Go ahead.
Well, I want to start, with giving all glory to God. And I want to start with scripture, Isaiah 45, verse 2, because this is the essence of this conversation and what's going on in the world and the presidency and the elections, all of this. Okay. Isaiah 45, verse 2 says, I, the Lord God, will go before you and level mountains. I, the Lord God, will go before you and level mountains. Let that sink in. And now we're going to go through some math because there's no way that this is possible unless it's by design. So, you know that we've spoken how many times, and I've referenced a Daniel 2 prophecy. The Daniel 2 prophecy, and Daniel he's just, his anointing was numbers. Okay. And so you have to understand when Daniel speaks, their precision use of numbers and math because it's God's math, God's timing. And so we've spoken Daniel 2, and Daniel 2, the reason for the prophecy, the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream 2,500 years ago. Why? Because God wanted to show through Daniel that he is God, the only God. He writes the end from the beginning, and mostly there is a God. So all those atheists in the world, I made a little a little funny little thing on Twitter or on X, because when you look at the math, I don't care what people say, scripturally, let's look at the Bible, so this version, that version. It doesn't matter, because all the scriptures basically say, of all the Bibles, say Jesus died on the cross and he rose on the third day. Okay, he rose from the dead. That's the essence and the basis of Christianity. When you take it further, there's the math that layers into all that.
Can I say something?
Please
That's
go ahead.
Really what convinced me that there is a mathematical engineer that we call God, because it's mathematically impossible that there cannot be one. Things didn't just happen by accident. Mathematics is involved in all things of the universe and in our existence. So to me, there has to, if everything adds up mathematical, which Tesla proved, there has to be an engineer that created all this, because all of it makes sense only mathematically. So that is the universal language. That's God's language. Am I right in saying that?
Well, what did you just say? You said there's an engineer who engineered all this. What did I start off with? Isaiah 45, 2. I, the Lord God speaking, will go before you, the engineer who engineered everything. I, the Lord God, will go before you and level mountains. You see, so the scripture that I referenced, you just stated the scripture in your own words. So you actually spoke prophetically right there, that the engineer engineered everything. So the engineer is God, and he engineered everything, and that therefore he wrote the end from the beginning. That's why when you understand why, you know, when you and I have great conversations, there's no fear, because God is in charge of all this. In other words, he's given us, you know, the Son's been on earth, Jesus has been on earth. He's given us authority to trample on scorpions and serpents and everything in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is King. Period. Okay, he's been here, he's done that. So Christ is only coming back in the future to redeem the earth. But in the meantime, he gives us things that we can use to really come to the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ is King, and everything, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father. And so when you look at the math, you know, those that think, oh no, no, this is just random. So okay, if it's random, then please explain to me, those watching this podcast, I've shown numbers of seven before, because that's the basis of Daniel. So that's what I use in my analysis. But check this out, okay? So from the day Trump was born, okay, so wait a second. So Trump actually picked his birthday? Like at what point do you realize that God's in charge of this? Because I can tell you one thing for sure. Donald Trump did not pick his birthday. Robert F. Kennedy did not pick his birthday.
But you know what's funny? What's funny about that, Bo, is that the people in the occult do try to influence birthdays and have certain family members born on certain days of the year, right?
Sure. Yeah,
they're trying to play God. They're trying to outgame God.
Let me give you the perfect example, right? So, you know, the royal family. When was William born? On the day of the Most High. He was born on the summer solstice. Okay, so that's an example of them using occult. So these are sun gods. They're sun worshipers. So if they're sun worshipers, go back to Babylon, right? Egypt, you know, they have, you know, the sign of the sun. They worship the sun. So if they worship the sun, because that's why they cause a confusion. They use the word S-U-N, write this down, S-U-N versus capital S-O-N. So Jesus Christ is the Son of God. These people are sun, S-U-N, worshipers. Gotcha. So that's why William was born on the day of the Most High. What is that? Okay. It's not when Jesus was born, it was the summer solstice. Go Google. This is a factual thing. It happened. So they picked the day that he would be born. So now let's go back to the birth of Trump. Okay. So from the day he's born, so this is why God's in the mix, because God's all the number seven represents a new beginning. And so numbers are very important. And that's why when you see triplicates, because you got the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So when you see a triplicate of seven, you can't get more powerful than that, aside from triple eights, which is infinity three times over. But end times, we're using the number seven. So it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit as a triplicate of threes. So when you look at this math, you're like, what the heck? So Trump is born from the day he's born. 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days. To the exact day, it's his first day as president of the United States. People think about this. Okay, so, and this has been all over social media in the past already, but the key here is the number 70. Please remember this conversation. We're saying number 70. As 70 years has passed, something new begins. I'm going to say that again. When 70 years passes, something new begins, because I'm going to play a video in a few minutes from now. Okay, so 70 is key. So now look at this. So Trump is born 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days to the exact day his first day in office. And what did I say? When you scripturally, you know, the scripture I've referenced was Isaiah 45, verse 2. It says, I, the Lord God, will go before you and level mountains. What does that mean? I mean, God's going before and he's setting the stage and he's setting a plan. So while all of this noise is going on in the world, God's working in the shadows, setting up the stage for the perfect kill strike. We've talked about this, right? So we got the perfect kill strike coming in. What an example of the perfect kill strike. What happened at the Red Sea? That was the perfect strike where Israel's bait walks into the Red Sea and God destroys Pharaoh's entire army in a matter of, think about it, one day it was over. So in one day, Pharaoh becomes, going from the king of the world to dead, and is a whole army, okay? So God's setting up for the perfect strike. So what we're seeing right now is, what do we say? So it says God will go, God will go before you to level mountains. So what does that mean? It means that God set the stage years ago for what we're living in right now. Look at, think about this. So Robert F. Kennedy, from the day he's born, from the day Trump is born, this is incredible. 7 years and 7 months to the exact day Robert F. Kennedy is born.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I will go before you and level mountains. See, God's going. So everything going on in the world, this is all noise, because what I say, we live in not political times, we're living in biblical times.
And mathematical time. Well, we've always been. Because, it's just crazy to me how this all works out mathematically.
And then God's showing himself through the numbers. He's showing himself through the, because God doesn't do nothing before for speaking through his servants, the prophets. Okay, so that's scriptural. So that's why God spoke through Brandon about Trump being shot in the right ear, okay? And the blood coming out the right side and going down. This was prophesied 3 months before it happened. Because again, it says God can do nothing before for speaking through his servants, the prophets. God cannot lie. So therefore, because he can't lie, he stated scripturally, the shot at Trump couldn't happen until he first spoke through a prophet. So we're seeing all these things manifest on the earth. So now we'll look at the numbers. So he's speaking through his servants, the prophets. He's speaking through scriptures, because we got revelation, okay? And we're living through it. Now we're watching things manifest. We're not in end times, people. We're in the beginning of the end, okay? So we're watching things manifesting here on the earth as we're working our way into the tribulation in the future. So God's setting the stage. So I will go before you to level mountains, okay? So Trump's born. He already knows the day he's going to be in office. And then from the day Trump is born, 7 years and 7 months later, Robert F. Kennedy is born. And this is the wild math, right? This is the crazy part, right? So if you go yesterday, the day of the endorsement, you go backwards, 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days, Robert F. Kennedy was born.
Get out of here. That's insane. You know, my social security number has 3 7s in a row. I'm not going to say what it is, but I think that's.
But there you go, Zeke. You're appointed. You're appointed. So you're supposed to be talking to his end time. So again, so actually this morning, first thing, it kind of appeared on my screen. You know, Lord works mysteriously, but there's a guy by the name of Glenn. So he actually did. I'm not sure who this gentleman is, but give him credit on that one.
That's. Let's just say that again. 70 years, 7 months, 7 days.
It's the same math. It's the same. This is important because we're talking presidency, right? So Trump's birth to the first day in office is seven. It's not only 777. It's the same. So it's 70 years, 7 months, 7 days. And then RFK is born the exact same. 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days. The exact same math to yesterday, the 20th.
That's, I don't even know. That's God. That's God's math all over. I mean, God's hand is all over this. This is incredible to me. I mean, what more proof do you need? I mean, this is when you understand how this works, and it's biblical and the mathematics behind it. And I always say God is the master engineer to all of this. It's how can you doubt this? Seriously, it's such a beautiful thing to see. And we're gonna get scared, and everyone's gonna be biting their nails. We're gonna be on the edge of our seats, but God's got this, right, Bo?
Oh yeah. Now, okay. So I just referenced scripture. What you're saying, God's got this, but also this is important because Daniel prophecy say that God wrote the end from the beginning. So let's listen to the words of Daniel speaking to King Cyrus. This is awesome. And then every time the viewers, please listen, every time Daniel references the word Cyrus or Cyrus says a word, overlay Trump on that, because remember, it's Ecclesiastes, that which has been will be again. There is nothing new under the sun. So Trump in our lifetime, because we got the Old Testament and the New Testament, so Trump is replaying, because he's already brought in what happened with, he's basically restored moved the capital to Jerusalem. So he's doing the things that Cyrus was doing, but Trump is the present day Cyrus. Please listen to this. And whenever you hear the word Cyrus, interlace that with the word Trump.
Wow.
Let's hit some of the quick bullet points in that one. He called out Cyrus by name. Kim Clement prophecy, Trump shall be a trumpet. He's called out Trump by name. It's been 70 years. All of this, when was his first day in office? 70 years. Bird of prey. The eagle, he has gone unscathed. No matter what they do, they can't touch him. God goes before him and levels mountains. He's going to take down the wolves and the tyrants. Listen to that again. It's incredible what we're living in. We're living in biblical times. We're watching prophecy unfold right in front of us. And the fact that we just had RFK endorse, so we had a Democrat endorse.
And join, not just endorse, he joined him.
Yeah. First time in history, I believe that is, right?
Yeah, and it's almost like now Vance is in the shadow, because now it's almost like RFK Trump are running together, it looks like. That's what it really looks like to me. Like King Kong and Godzilla got together and...
It's wild. And I think let's just finish on this one right here, because let's just put a cherry on top of this conversation, and then we can wrap it up. But have a listen to this. This is incredible, because this was actually prophesied, as credible as all of this is. This was actually prophecy. So let's have a listen to this, because Kim Clement actually prophesied about this in 2009. So have a listen to this. This is incredible.
What has happened to the Kennedys since the Spirit of God was spoken of? Now I will join hands between Democrats and Republicans and do an unusual thing, says the Spirit of God. Come on! They will say what they tried to increase, now they are decreasing. God says it shall be a sign. But even now that the Kennedys have come to this place, I spoke about it, that there would be a massive outbreaking and outpouring in the system in this nation, the political system, the three enemies that shall rise up and already on their way. I will take them, I will set ambushments against them, they will confound themselves, and this nation shall rise above the occasion and come to oneness with God, says the Lord. Come on!
Wow, I get chills when I hear him speak.
Come on! Is that awesome?
I get chills, man. I mean, and this was 2009?
Where was the convention?
Phoenix.
Right now. Phoenix?
Oh, you mean the DNC, Chicago?
Guess where the prophecy was stated?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guess what month?
Don't tell me August.
August. It was right on there. August 2009.
Mathematical, man. It's all synchronicities.
Come on. God's in control. This is awesome how this is going down. Our God is awesome. He's revealing his majesty to the world. Why? Because we're stepping into the greatest time point in human history. I also want you to know, this is kind of finish on this. We're in a countdown into September 23rd, okay? Because 7 years ago, September 23rd specifically, was the Revelation 12 sign. And then the Kim Clement prophecy stayed very clear. The beginning in September, I will turn things around. So again, I don't know if things are happening on that date, around that date. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but it makes a lot of sense mathematically to me and biblically. So I feel I'm on board with this. I'm getting more, and with every interview that we do, I get more and more into this. I get, because I'm a believer, Bo. I believe this is how God works.
Here, watch this. Watch this.
But this is for you, says the Lord. The tide is turning for you. A very strange thing shall happen in September. Moving into the fall, where there shall be a great fall. Fall of the enemies, fall of kings, fall of princes. Watch and see, for God says, beginning in September, I will turn everything around, and my people shall see an intervention of a kind that they have never seen before.
Come on. And my people, kind of, they've never seen before. I love God. This is great. As much as they've set up Hollywood and everything for their purposes, and all the world's a stage, God's been working behind the scenes, as stated in Isaiah, from day one.
Mambo. This
Isaiah 45. I will go before you and level mountains.
It's happening, and folks, buckle up. It's going to get fun. It's going to get real. It's going to get exciting. It's going to get nerve-wracking. It's going to be insanity. Bo,
because
thank you so
America
much for joining me.
Because America must die. Okay, we got to go through a baptism. Okay, so United States, the corporation's got to die. So, and this is directly related to the Federal Reserve note, the U.S. dollar. It's got to die. Because it's got to be reborn under God. And then you got Trump coming back, a praying president, to rebuild the Republic, to rebuild the United States, you know, one nation under God, with a federal, with a treasury, or some kind of monetary system backed by God's money, gold and silver. So this is the fall of Babylon. They used the Babylonian system that we just watched with the Cyrus prophecy, okay? Same stuff. This is the Babylonian system's got to come down for God's kingdom to be birthed. So we're remember, Revelation 12 sign is, we're going through, and we talked about this, right? And you know, Matthew 24, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but be not deceived, because the end is not yet. We're not getting to World War III, people. It's years out still. These, again, but we want to prepare, okay? Extremely important, because these are the beginnings of what, Nino?
Birth pains.
Birth pains. You got it. And so remember, Revelation 12 sign, September 23rd, 2017, 7, 7, 7, remember the sevens we've been talking about here? Add 7 years to September 23rd, 2017. It's September 23rd, 2024. September 23rd, 2017. 7 years is September 23rd, 2024. Do not be surprised if we watch that Kim Clement prophecy beginning in September. I will do an incredible thing, the word of the Lord. So something's about to come down. There's a lot more to talk about, but I think this is beautiful.
We're going to be doing a show. The next show will be on Bible code.
Yeah, Torah codes, because the Lord revealed to me that the Torah codes that basically that the Hebrew people have been using for generations ready, because what the Torah codes are, they literally took the Torah, they computerized it, so they take all the words and they skip count. So like every third letter, it's like, you know, the tic-tac-toe, the crosswords. So, you know, every third letter on an angle. So they pull words out. And so it literally predicted the assassination in July for Trump. It's predicted all these things, but most importantly, which we're going to talk about, the Torah code is the exact same cycle timing that is in the book that I wrote. Wow. But I wrote it in the future. So they're missing so much, because the Hebrew nation and in the Christians, we love the same God. We worship the same God. The only difference is the Hebrew people, you know, the Pharisees deceived all the Hebrew nation. And so they're stuck in the law. And that's the problem. And they're stuck with the law of Moses. They're stuck there. And so, you know, through Christianity, and this is an important thing, because the prophets, this is a cool place to end. The prophets will always be, because our God is a living God. So where the God is living is where the prophets are. Notice that, like, we just listened to Daniel, a prophet. These were crazy prophets. Isaiah, Daniel, these were prophets of old that God spoke directly through. And notice that Israel has no prophets right now. Think about that, right? That's where crazy, are the prophets? See, God, because he's a living God. He's a God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's a living God. So based on, you know, the law of Moses, everything stopped for them 2,000 years ago. But God's a living God. So that's why there's prophets on the front line now.
It continues, and it will continue to continue.
Yeah.
Bo, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Love you.
All right. Later, Bo.